This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking to Keller Williams. Keller Williams, if you don't know his name, you will. He's a music lover, a musician, a songwriter, and ubiquitous now on the concert circuit, on the radio where he has his own program, and online where he has his own website. Once a week freak. Keller, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, let's begin at the beginning. You describe yourself as a music lover first, a musician second, and songwriter third. What in your upbringing inflamed such an abiding and all-comprehensive passion?
Well, I guess it was the radio, as well as many other 8-track tapes that my and records, you know, that my parents played, and just really connecting with music and wanting to carry that further into my adult world.
So did you see yourself with a career in music at quite a young age, or was that an accident?
Yeah, I used to pretend, you know, when I was little. I started with a little guitar and then kind of moved to the hockey stick because it looked more like an electric guitar. And I'd have a piece of twine that acted as my strap, and then there was an extension of twine that acted as the guitar cable. And so at a very early age, you know, I was definitely pretending, and I would you know, set up the cushion pillows of my couch as like Peter Criss's drum set from the band Kiss, you know, when I was a little kid. So a lot of imagination went into pretending, you know, to be a musician. And then once I was 16 and 17 and actually out in the workforce, I think about that time the minimum wage was about $3.35 an hour. And it turned out that I would make more sitting on a stool in a corner of a restaurant playing cover songs than I would out on like a construction job, you know. So once, you know, I was in my 16, 17, 18, it was pretty much obvious where, you know, I wanted my career to go, because it was fun and easy, and I was making more money than the current minimum wage.
Okay. And then what was the order of events? Were you a DJ before you were a performer? Did both careers evolve simultaneously? And in what way did these two separate streams in your life, and now there's a third one online, in what ways do they overlap?
Well, the DJ definitely came later. First there was the career, and then there was the DJ thing. The DJ thing was kind of like an accident in the sense that I was going to make like an hour-long narrated mixtape of stuff that I was into. And at the time, you know, these were all CDs that were scattered all over my house and my motorhome and my truck and stuff. And I was stepping on them and snapping them and breaking them. And next thing you know, some of this stuff was out of print and I couldn't really find replacements for them. So I started to document the stuff that I was in kind of a way of like an hour-long narrated mixtape, you know, so to speak. And I was going to stream it on my website or something like that. But at the time, the wonderful guy, Reese Barron, who was pushing my records to radio programmers, you know, he had mentioned it to one of the radio programmers, and it turned out that radio programmer was starting a new station in Wilmington, North Carolina, and offered me an 8 o'clock time slot on Saturday night, and that was kind of like the flagship station. And then from there, I picked up a couple more, and after 7 years, I'm up to like 40 stations, which is kind of low on the syndicated radio, you know, totem pole, but yet it's something that I'm quite proud of, and I have a really good time with it.
Now let's talk a little bit more about your musical career off radio. You're famous for putting out albums with single word titles. How many of those have you done? And then talk about how Thief sort of fits into the lineage.
Well, I think I'm around 15 right now, and it's all one syllable titles. And I, from the beginning, I wanted to kind of describe the whole vibe of the record with one syllable. I guess Thief is a concept that I've been kicking around for years, in that of doing an all covers record. You know, it's no secret that I play a lot of covers in my show, and like you said, you know, I'm a music lover first, so it's pretty much the natural thing for me is to play cover songs, because I just love listening to music, and it's not like I go out and search for these songs. These songs find me and get stuck in my head, and I have to record them and, you know, play them and record them in order to get them out of my head. But Thief, you know, is kind of the idea of stealing songs, you know. But obviously, this record in today's world and the respect I have for these songwriters that I covered, each songwriter will be receiving 9.1 cents for every copy sold.
Wonderful. You know,
There's definitely no stealing of songs here, but that's kind of the idea and the theme of the record, you know, with the artwork of the CD cover and the inside and whatnot. So that's how that fits in.
How did you pull together the tracks for Thief?
Well, Larry and Ginny Keel, two fantastic people. Larry on guitar, Ginny on bass. We've been playing together for, since 2004, I guess. I mean, I've known Larry and Jenny for many years, but we started, you know, doing shows back then, and we did a record in 2006, and this is a follow-up record, and a handful of the songs, Larry and Jenny and I have played together live, and so it was really easy just to sit down and play them a few times in the studio and pick the best ones. The other ones were road tested, you know, as a solo act, and they got the most, you know, reaction out of the audience. And I knew that to record them and bring them to a wider audience, I think it would be a positive thing. So it was a little bit of both, songs that we already knew and played together, and songs that worked well as a solo act.
Will Thief form the essence of the set that you're going to be doing at the Bluegrass Festival?
Well, the attention that we've gotten from this record, I would say yes. You know, they're so fun. The songs are so fun to play, and the first album did pretty well too. And there's a lot of fun songs on that too. So I think it'll probably be a good majority from the Thief record that we'll do at Bluegrass, and then we'll mix in a few from the other record as well.
Okay, you last performed in Telluride in 2003. Could you recall some of the highlights of that event, and also let me know what you're looking forward to most about this year?
I am just looking forward to being back in the largest room in the world. You know, the canyon walls with the open ceiling there. I came to that festival as a festivarian for 7 years in a row before I was even on the bill. And so it's a very, very special place for me. And even I got the chance to come back and play, I think, the convention centers about a year ago in the winter time. And just even then, you know, there's something special and magic about Telluride that I just love dearly. I really look forward to coming back.
Well, thank you very, very much. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Keller Williams, a media phenomenon unto himself. He's coming to perform at the 37th Annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Thursday, both in the afternoon and in the evening at Nightgrass. Keller, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.